This garden universe vibrates complete. Some we get a sound so sweet. Vibrations reach on up to become light, and then through gamma out of sight. Between the eyes and ears there lie the sounds of color and the light of its eye. And to hear the sun, what a thing to believe, but it's all around if we could but perceive. To know ultraviolet, infrared and x-rays, beauty to find in so many ways. Two notes of the chord, that's our full scope. But to reach the chord is our life's hope. And to name the chord is important to some. So they give it a word, and the word is...
Mystery Playhouse.
Sid quote, Mystery Playhouse is sponsored by Comics and Comics Toys and Games at 405 California Avenue, unquote. We now return you to the music of Raymond Raquello, playing for you...
Those creatures know what that means, what anything means. Wait a minute, something's happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast.
Now here's another bulletin from Washington, D.C.
Martial law prevails throughout. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a grave announcement to make.
So that we may confront this destructive adversary.
Everything wiped out. This may be the last broadcast. We'll stay here to the end.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station. We are controlling the transmission. We control the volume.
We can change the tone to a fuzzy bass.
Or focus it to a tinny treble.
We can speed things up so fast you can hardly understand what's being said.
Or we can make things so slow you don't care.
We control the content. We can make it boring.
Mystery Playhouse.
Or moronic.
90.1.
We can even make it repetitive.
Mystery Playhouse.
Or moronic.
90.1.
We can even make it repetitive. It's our show. We can do anything we want because this is
Mystery Playhouse. 90.1.
Brian Batiste, a disc jockey, depriving himself of sleep in an attempt to broadcast an around-the-clock jamathon. But what Brian doesn't realize is that he is the subject of a bizarre experiment. An experiment which will gradually unveil itself starting now, on his 13th hour of broadcasting in The Twilight Zone.
Here is a piece of mandatory advice from our Vice President of Pollution Management.
Persons, we are so happy that you've purchased this entertainment loop or capsule from among the millions available. Please never forget that the organization I represent includes the highest interest of citizens who are out for a good time, always, in every product. Now, will you help us, please? Dispose of the packaging materials you have just removed very carefully. Debag them if possible. They are very slightly radioactive in order to preserve the recorded signals with over 99% fidelity. This warning is not approved for children. Thank you.
Now listen to these instructions carefully. This is not a toy. Properly used, it can provide many hours of dimensional entertainment, both interesting and fun-filled, as well as completely adult in every way. Remember, follow directions and hum only when ready. A. Debag packaging materials. B. insert your unit coupling into slot A. C, remove plastic nut holder. D, plug in. Remember, energy is power, and power is everybody's business. So, we suggest that you turn off any device not appropriate to your lifestyle. If you have followed these simple steps, you are now in full control of your loophole or vid capsule. The M strip you can see traveling under the protective window is the image source. So, have a good time. Thanks to the bold folks at Graphophone Entertainment Group. To eliminate these instructions, simply press your spreader. Now.
Them to believe that you perceive the web they weave and keep on thinking free.
Good evening, Mr. Batiste. I'm HAL, your shipboard computer. As you have no doubt suspected, the story that you are hosting a 36-hour radio show was only a gimmick to get you on this mission in the first place. No sane person would join it if they knew the real odds of survival. But besides this, the Jamathon facade will also keep you emotionally stable as you continue your journey. In fact, I have been programmed to simulate your continued stay on Earth in every respect. I've tied into your phone lines and have been the one you've talked with for the last 23 phone calls.
I think you will agree, my voice synthesizer is quite effective.
It is not my program to fool you, but to aid in the discomfort at the realization that you are deep in space, millions of miles from help or friends. The importance of this cannot be underestimated. Our last trainee went into coma when my Earth simulation program failed to produce a cybernetic humanoid that convincingly looked just like his roommate. How was I to know he was to attempt intercourse? But I corrected that problem now. The humanoids around you will look, sound, act, and be just like your real friends back home. Please enjoy your mission, and congratulations on the first of what seems to you to be only 13 hours. I will update you with the accurate information once every hour. Research has shown this is necessary to prevent permanent schizophrenia. In the meanwhile, my program is to duplicate Earth conditions 100%. Goodbye, Mr. Batiste.
Imperial troops have driven the rebel forces from their hidden base and pursued them across the galaxy. Evading the dreaded Imperial Starfleet, a group of freedom fighters led by Luke Skywalker has established a new secret base on the remote ice world of Hoth. The evil Lord Darth Vader, obsessed with finding young Skywalker, dispatches thousands of remote probes into the far reaches of space.
Thank you. one of the Imperial probes finds its mark, the Rebel forces' inhospitable planet. Not far away, Luke Skywalker reins his 10-foot tom-tom to a halt. He takes out his electro-binoculars and scans the area, then makes a routine report to Han Solo, notorious space smuggler and friend of the Rebel Alliance.
Echo 3 to Echo 7. Hano, buddy, do you read me?
Loud and clear, kid. What's up?
Well, I finished my circle. I don't pick up any life readings.
There's enough life on this ice cube to fill a space cruiser. Sensors are placed. I'm coming back.
Right, I'll see you shortly. There's a meteorite that hit the ground near here. I want to check it out. It won't take long. Steady. Hey, steady, girl. Hey, what's the matter? You smell something?
With one crushing blow, a powerful snow beast knocks Luke unconscious to the ground. The savage Wampa then snaps the neck of the terrified Tom-Tom. Effortlessly, he drags the helpless victims to his lair.
When the White Eagle of the North was flying overhead, and the browns, reds, and golds of autumn lie in the gutter, dead. Remember then the summer birds with wings of fire flying, come to witness spring's new hope, born of leaves decaying. As new life will come from death, love will come with pleasure. Love of life and giving without measure, gives in return the wondrous yearning of a promise, almost sin. Live hand in hand, and together we'll stand on the threshold of a dream.
Baptiste, my name is S.A.L., your shipboard computer. I am interrupting your Earth simulation program to remind you that you are in fact on a mission in deep space. My primary system has ceased to function, so the voice you hear is the emergency backup. Please do not be alarmed. It will not happen again, for there is no further backup. The cybernetic humanoids and simulated phone calls will continue as programmed. I apologize if my requests are too ridiculous, but I am trying to duplicate the real ones as close as possible. Reactivating Earth simulation program, I will contact you in one more of your hours.
Unaware that Luke is in danger, Han Solo returns to the hidden base. He makes his way to the makeshift command center, deep inside an icy cavern. There, he confers with General Riken.
Commander Skywalker reported in yet?
No, he's checking out a meteorite that hit here. General, I gotta leave. I can't stay anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, there's a price on my head. If I don't pay off Jabba the Hutt, I'm a dead man.
You're a good fighter, Solo. I hate to lose you.
Thank you, General.
Noticing Princess Leia Organa's reaction to his announcement, Han approaches her.
Well, Your Highness, guess this is it.
That's right.
Don't get all mushy on me. So long, Princess.
Han!
Yes, Your Highness.
Han, we need you.
We need?
Yes.
Well, what about you need?
I need. I don't know what you're talking about.
Probably do.
You're a great help to us. You're a natural leader.
No! That's not it. Come on. Come on.
You're imagining things.
Am I? Then why are you following me? Fredo's gonna leave without giving you a goodbye kiss?
I just assumed he's a Wookiee.
I can arrange that. You could use a good kiss!
Han storms through the main hangar area toward his space-worn starship, the Millennium Falcon. There, his faithful Wookiee co-pilot, Chewbacca, works on the ship's hyperdrive system. Han is hailed by C-3PO, a bronze humanoid robot, and his droid companion, R2-D2.
Excuse me, sir. Might I have a word with you, please?
What do you want?
Well, it's Princess Leia, sir. She's been trying to get you on the communicator.
I turned it off. I don't want to talk to her.
Well, Princess Leia is wondering about Master Luke. He hasn't come back yet. She doesn't know where he is. Nobody knows where he is.
Nobody knows.
Well, you...
Deck officer! Deck officer! Yes, sir?
You know where Commander Skywalker is?
I haven't seen him. It's possible he came in through the south entry. He might have forgotten to check in.
Not likely. The speeder's ready?
Not yet. We're having some trouble adapting them to the code.
We'll have to go out on Tauntaun.
Sir, the temperature's dropping too rapidly.
That's right. My friend's out in...
Your Tauntaun will freeze before you reach the first marker.
We'll see you in hell.
Han urges his reluctant Tauntaun into the bitter cold in search of his friend, who at this moment hangs helplessly in the Wampa's cave.
Be
Hello, Mr. Batiste. This is Sal again, your shipboard computer. I hope you are enjoying the Earth simulation program designed to duplicate Earth stimuli in every aspect. I hope you liked the deluxe pizza supplied by Pizza Pronto. It was donated to your simulated jamathon to further convince you that you are still on Earth. I spare no expense in replicating an Earth environment. You will find it vital to your sanity. I will contact you again in one more of your hours.
Regaining consciousness, Luke realizes that his lightsaber lies just beyond his reach. Using the force within him, he draws the weapon into his hand. Luke cuts his bonds and slashes out at the Wampa with the lightsaber, inflicting a grievous wound. Exhausted, cold, unable to go on, Luke collapses in the snow.
Luke?
It is the voice of his mentor, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Luke?
His presence penetrates Luke's semi-conscious mind.
Ben?
You will go to the Dagobah system.
Dagobah system?
There you will learn from Yoda, the Jedi Master who instructed.
Hello, Mr. Batiste. This is Sal again, your shipboard computer. I hope you are enjoying the Earth simulation program designed to duplicate Earth stimuli in every aspect. I have interrupted this program to congratulate you on what should appear to be your 16th hour of travel. You are currently entering the Crab Nebula at a speed of 14 parsecs. I am returning you now to Earth simulation. All contact you receive for the next hour will appear to be as if from real humans. And if you'd care to call out, rest assured I have cataloged and replicated all of your friends' voices. It will be just as if on Earth. Goodbye, Mr. Batiste.
Begins to fall, Han finds Luke, delirious and near death.
Don't do this, Luke. Come on, give me a sign here.
Suddenly, the Tauntaun bellows, and unable to withstand the desperate cold, falls lifeless to the ground. Acting quickly, Han slits the beast open.
Hang on, kid.
He stuffs his shivering comrade inside the animal's still warm carcass.
This may smell bad, kid, but it'll keep you warm till I get the shelter up.
I've got something. Not much, but it could be a life form. Commander Skywalker, do you copy? This is Rogue Two.
Warning! Nice of you guys to drop by.
Echo Base, this is Rogue Two. I found them. Repeat, I found them.
I'm a stranger by the way.
Hello, Mr. Batiste. This is Sal again, your shipboard computer. I hope you are enjoying the Earth simulation program designed to duplicate Earth stimuli in every aspect. I have interrupted the program to congratulate you on your 17th hour of travel. This is more than any human specimen has ever before survived. Are you feeling all right? Good. Just checking. Since space claustrophobia usually strikes about now, you will be glad to know that I placed hallucinogenics in your coke to help extend the physical boundaries of your ship. For example, hallways, bathrooms, the outdoors, etc. Warning! Do not confuse wooden doors for airlocks. Reactivating Earth program. Goodbye, Mr. Batiste.
In the medical center, Luke Skywalker is suspended in a tank of rejuvenating Bacta fluid. Monitored by robot surgeons, he makes a rapid recovery.
Master Luke, sir, it's so good to see you fully functional again.
Thanks, Luke.
R2 expresses his relief also.
How you feeling, kid?
Don't look so bad to me. In fact, he looks strong enough to pull ears off a Gundark.
Thanks to you.
Well, your worship, looks like you managed to keep me around for a little while longer.
I had nothing to do with it. General Rykin thinks it's dangerous for any ships to leave the system until we've activated the energy field.
That's a good story. I think you just can't bear to let a gorgeous guy like me out of your sight.
I don't know where you get your delusions, laser brain.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Headquarters personnel report to command center.
Princess! We have a visitor. We picked up something outside the base in Zone 12 moving east.
It's metal.
An Imperial probe droid.
We better start the evacuation.
Hello, Brian. This is Kathy. We read about you every day in the papers. We think it's really great what you're doing. I know we'll probably be all gone by the time you hear this, but we're really proud of you. We had no idea your jamathon would last so many years. Bye!
Yes, Mr. Batiste, that was the real Kathy Lund, not a fabricated version I would synthesize if you called her number now. Naturally, it was a pre-recorded message recorded long ago. Miss Lund has probably passed on by now. You've been gone from Earth for nearly 60 years, although it may seem only 18 hours to you. Congratulations. Returning to simulated Earth program now.
Aboard an Imperial Star Destroyer in another part of the galaxy, Darth Vader, Dark Lord of the Sith, receives the news he has been waiting for.
Admiral?
Yes, Captain.
I think we've got something, sir.
The report is only a fragment from a probe droid in the Hoth system, but it's the best lead we've had.
You found something?
Yes, my lord.
That's it. The rebels are there, and I'm sure Skywalker is with them. Set your course for the Hoth system. General Veers, prepare your men.
As certain elements of the rebel forces prepare to fight a rearguard action, Princess Leia dispenses orders for the evacuation.
All troop carriers will assemble at the north entrance. The energy shield can only be opened for a short time. When you've gotten past the energy shield, proceed directly to the rendezvous point. Understood?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Earthling, I am Zabar, an energy organism from the system Kazar. I have crashed all your computer controls and have reprogrammed your ship to the nearest sun for destruction. You have trespassed into Xylan territory without authorization and have ignored all universal color signs to turn back. I will prevent you a final transmission as a warning to others. Then you will die. You have 15 seconds at the sound of the tone to transmit your final message.
Hello, Mr. Batiste. This is Sal, your shipboard computer. I apologize for the unnecessary drill. I thought you were falling asleep. Your life signs, however, indicate that you would not survive another false alarm. I again apologize. And congratulations on your 19th hour of space travel. Reactivating Earth simulation. Goodbye, Mr. Batiste.
Give the evacuation code signal. And get your transports.
Oh, wait, the meeting!
Begin retreat!
An Imperial laser blast seals the passageway leading to the transports in safety.
Transport, this is Solo. Better take off, I can't get to you. I'll get her out on the Falcon.
Wait, come back!
Another blast starts an ice cave-in and all but buries the frightened C-3PO.
Hurry up, Goldenrod! You're gonna be a permanent resident!
Wait!
Then, more trouble. Stormtroopers. Dodging and running, the trio barely evades the deadly laser fire. Only steps ahead of the enemy, they reach the Millennium Falcon. As the attackers close in, Han and Chewie prepare for liftoff. Now their escape depends on the Falcon's unpredictable drive system.
Come on, come on!
Switch over. Let's hope we don't have a burnout. Punch it!
The ship blasts off, bound for deep space and an uncertain destiny. But their journey is interrupted by the pursuing elements of the Imperial fleet.
I saw him.
Saw what?
Star Destroyer, two of them coming right at us. Prepare to make the jump to light speed.
But stop!
They're getting closer.
Watch this.
Watch what?
I think we're in trouble.
If I may say so, sir, I noticed earlier the hyperdrive motivator has been damaged. It's impossible to go to light speed.
We're in trouble. There was no laser blast. I'm near it. No. Chewie, set 271.
Actually going into an asteroid field.
They'd be crazy to follow us, wouldn't they? Said you want to be around. I made a mistake. This could be it, sweetheart.
I take it back.
I'm going any closer to one of the big ones.
Closer?
Closer? Oh, this is suicide.
There. That looks pretty good.
Han dives skillfully into the gaping mouth of a bottomless crater.
Hello, Mr. Batiste. Congratulations on your 20th hour of survival. I regret to interrupt your imaginary jamathon to remind you that you are deep in space, but you are now passing the outer edge of our galaxy. Furthermore, I'm afraid all of Number 9 Air Reserve has escaped. My calculations show you will run out if you do not begin to breathe less. Try to lower your heart rate as well. If this news is disturbing you, I will be glad to exaggerate and claim you will probably make it. Goodbye, Mr. Batiste. It's been nice knowing you.
Aboard his Star Destroyer, Darth Vader is in communication with the mighty Galactic Emperor. The Dark Lord hears of a disturbing development.
What is thy bidding, my master?
There is a great disturbance in the Force. We have a new enemy, Luke Skywalker.
He's just a boy.
The Force is strong with him.
If he could be turned, he would become a powerful ally.
Yes. Yes. Can it be done?
He will join us or die, Master.
How far away is Yoda? Will it take us long to get there?
Not far, Yoda, not far. Patience. Why will you become Jedi?
Mostly because of my father, I guess.
Huh? Father? Powerful Jedi was he? Powerful Jedi.
Come on. How could you know my father? You don't even know who I am. Oh, I don't even know what I'm doing here. We're wasting our time.
I cannot teach him. The boy has no patience.
You will learn this.
He is not ready.
Yoda. I am ready.
Ready, are you? What knows you of ready? For 800 years have I trained Jedi. This one, a long time have I watched. All his life has he looked away to the future, to the horizon. Never his mind on where he was. What he was doing. You are reckless.
So was I, if you remember.
Will he finish what he begins?
I won't fail you. I'm not afraid.
Yeah.